for curb appeal that lasts. Shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Kindly state your name.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Well, I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
What?
A Gow Media station.
Are we on the air?
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Okay, let's talk about this. Here's a little story. 2-2 teams in the NFL that are real, for real. Okay? Let's start in the NFC. Okay? 2-2 teams that are real. Philadelphia. That's a real 2-2 team.
Yeah, they haven't played like it, but I'd give them the benefit. You have to give them benefit of the doubt.
Well, they went to Green Bay and won.
Yeah, that's the first game they played well.
Yeah.
They played one game well out of four, but, the talent's there. They just don't have a good secondary. So I don't know how that's going to change.
But they're better than they've shown so far.
They gave up 180 in the first quarter or first half to Devontae Adams. I mean, that's going to be their Achilles. But, yes, they are better than they've shown.
The New York Giants.
No. And I think the rookie stuff will catch up.
I think they're better than we think. I don't think.
They'd be a terrible
Redskins
team.
I think they're at the precipice of the bottom third of the league. No.
It's true. I mean, that's where their bar is. I think they're right there nearing the bottom. You think? Well, that's
actually I think they're at the top of the bottom third.
Yeah. You think they're you
at
think
the top of the bottom?
They're
third.
More like the 21st team. 20th team. 21st.
24th. 20. Yeah, in that neighborhood.
Well, so
well,
their
bottom
wins
quarter.
Have been
bottom top of the bottom quarter. Top
Redskins bottom quarter. And Bucks. They beat. We'll
and the
see.
Bucks?
Where the Bucks?
I have no idea where the Bucks are. Who the Bucks are?
Actually, the Bucks are probably going to be a much more competitive team than they got out as. They might be more like the team we saw the other day. Not that many points.
Well, is it taking a while? For Bruce to work his magic. He certainly looked like he.
He's done well with quarterbacks.
Jameis got it.
Yeah,
last
Mike
week.
Evans having a great year under him. They're going to play. So next up, they play the Vikings, who are desperate right now.
Are they a two and two team that's real?
See, I don't think so. I think we give them benefit of the doubt because of the name. Dalvin Cook is a great running back and all
because
this stuff.
Because 2 years ago, they were in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But it was with a different quarterback. So
a quarterback that's 0-4 right now.
Yeah, and the
awful team.
That's an awful team, the Redskins.
Who is their best wide receiver over there? Terry McLaurin, a rookie, is
and
his best.
And he was
he
hurt.
He had Adam Thielen. And you look at what they've done so far in the season. Here's the Vikings. 28-16-34 against the Raiders and then 6 against the Bears. Kirk Cousins, you want to talk about he is who we thought he is. He is Matt Schaub. He's going to put up some numbers.
Killer.
Yes, he's a lamb killer who will put up numbers even when he loses. Kirk Cousins wasn't bad. 264, a touchdown and an interception.
Yeah, as long as you're a crappy team, he'll do that. You're a good team, he clams up. It's unbelievable how bad he is against winning teams. The Panthers, 2-2. Real or not?
No.
I'll tell you what, their defense is
Real.
I'm going to tell you this. so underrated. So underrated.
Defense,
the Bears have the best defense in the league.
And their O-line's not good.
The
I think
Packers
the quarterback
have a good
will
defense,
be exposed.
But I'm going to tell you this. The Panthers' defense is one of the best in the league.
Are they in real team? You mean a playoff contender? I say no. And when you say real team, I'm going to say playoff contender. Giants, no. Panthers, no. Eagles, yes. I would say Minnesota. I'll say yes because I'm not all in on Detroit yet. I still want to see a little bit
more. Detroit is looking good.
I still want to see a little
Tampa?
No.
Not a playoff.
Tampa's 2-2?
2-2.
Seems miraculous, but no, I'm going to say no.
The Chargers.
Although with Tampa, if Carolina's not.
I'm telling
and
you,
if the
I
Falcons
think Carolina
are not,
is.
Somebody has got a chance.
I'll tell you why Carolina is. Is because their defense will keep them in games. And as long as the quarterback doesn't lose it for them with three fumbles, as long as he doesn't lose it for them, they're going to be in every game.
Well, see, you need at least one and maybe two teams to be bad in your division. Like, you need Atlanta to be bad. You need Tampa to be bad if you're Carolina. Because the rest of your schedule, I don't think you're going to be any – you're going to have to win low-scoring games. Of all the teams, I mean, clearly you have to give Eagles – you have to say Eagles first. But who do you like better, Carolina or Minnesota? It's not like Minnesota has a slappy defense either. Minnesota's got a – they got a pretty stout defense, and they got two very good wide receivers. They got a great running back.
If you want to know the truth, I like Carolina better because that division is probably the hardest in football. Minnesota's division is probably the hardest in football, and Carolina's isn't.
Who you like better, Cook or McCaffrey? I think it's pretty hard, except for the fact that Cook has had injury issues. I don't know how durable Cook is.
I'm going to go with McCaffrey.
I'd say McCaffrey, too, because he can have – I think Cook's the better running back.
Yes, but I think
but McCaffrey,
better all-around back.
Yeah, McCaffrey has an impact on so many different ways. And Dalvin Cook has injury history dating back to college that you just can't ignore. And that's crept up on him in the pros, too.
Are the Chargers real?
Yeah, I'm not ready to give up on the Chargers.
Me either.
They've got a good quarterback. Gordon's coming back. They got pass rushers. I think the Chargers –
what was
just
amazing, though,
well.
Is how the Texans stymied them.
Stymied them, and then, you know, they went in, and frankly, they weren't good against the Dolphins. They just kind of sleptwalked through that, and they put a, you know, they put a touchdown on late to get a cover in it. But they didn't play great. The Chargers didn't on the road.
Are the Raiders a real 2-2 team?
I'm starting to wonder. I was going to say no, but they have been a scrappy. They've been a little scrappier than I thought. If real means a playoff contender, I would say no. I can't say – you can't have Kansas City and say that the Chargers are a playoff contender, which they are, and say that the Raiders are there.
Too.
I don't think so.
No, because of that division, probably not. Probably not. What about the Ravens?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
They're a real team?
Lamar Jackson can complete 47% of his passes and still win games because he makes explosive plays.
I've been over his rushing three times
this year, and I'm 3-0. They keep setting like 46, 56. He's on pace to rush for 1,000 yards.
I still don't. I'm not convinced they're a playoff team. I'm not convinced. No.
Not defensively. I mean.
No.
But you are with Kyle Allen.
A Baker broke out. They. A team that was as stagnant as the Browns were.
But they're not a bad team. The Browns have talent.
The Browns do have talent.
The Browns have talent.
I think the Browns are a real 2-2 team.
Yeah. I would say, can they make playoffs?
I think they do make the playoffs.
Well, they got a great pass rusher, tons of targets. They're just always going to have the issue with can the O-line hold up.
And Odell hasn't even broken out yet.
No.
No. Are the Titans a real 2-2 team?
Del, I'll pass this to you.
Why are we passing this to me?
I don't like talking about the Titans because I don't know.
And
I don't
frankly, I find it odd that you're ignoring the obvious question about a 2-2 team. Are you saving them for last?
Yeah, he's saving them for last.
Okay. The Titans, I don't trust them because I don't trust Mariota. I don't know what they are.
Me either.
Because, and by the way, I'm not. We are done pretending like the Falcons are any good, so I'm not giving them any credit for what they did to the Falcons.
That is true.
I mean, now
well, how they've done the it best, to two teams.
Maybe you want
two
to
of the best
them
quarterbacks last weekend were Mariota and Jameis.
Maybe well,
that, shout that out draft 2016, class, shout out to that class, 15 draft class.
But maybe you want to give them credit for what they did to the Browns. I don't know. I don't know what the Titans are because they can go into a they can go into games where they don't score more than 17 points because Mariota is Mariota. I don't know what they are. I mean, they broke out in the first play of the game almost with the long touchdown to A.J. Brown. But
A.J. Brown is having a really nice good year.
Jacksonville.
No.
Do you love Gardner Minshew or don't you?
I love Gardner Minshew. I love the way
because they
playing.
Have a defense.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
I just don't think they can.
I think they're going to be in contention all
I
year.
I think it. Well, in the AFC South, I think they will be.
Well, first of 9 wins is going to win the division.
Yeah.
So Titans. So
about,
the Titans smashed the Browns in Cleveland. They smashed the Falcons by 14
in Atlanta.
They were 19-17 Colts at home, and then Jacksonville. You know, that's the one that makes you feel. Man, a 20-7 loss against Jacksonville. They didn't look good against the Colts.
That was a Thursday night game, though, too.
Yeah.
On the road.
Yeah. But the Colts' defense hasn't really played well this year, and they had 17. I'm with Dell. I can't get behind a team that has Marcus Mariota. I'm going to say no.
How about the Colts? Give it up for your boy.
What happened on Sunday?
I think they're a contender.
They're a contender.
Yeah.
Contender
you really
for what?
Can't say,
the playoffs?
You really can't say no about any team in this division.
You mean the playoffs?
Are they a real team? No. I will say, how many teams do you say this is a real team in this division?
Well,
very few. How many do you think can win the division? All four.
Of them. Yeah.
I still don't feel like Jacksonville can win a division.
Are the Texans a real 2-2 team?
Yes.
They're for real.
For real in
for real
this division.
Meaning a legit playoff contender.
Because
contender.
They play in this.
Will they win a playoff game? Are they a team that can.
I'm not,
which of the 2-2 teams can win a playoff game?
I'm not
game?
Prepared to say.
At home? I think a lot of them can.
I'm not prepared to say the Texans aren't a for real team regardless because I can't just throw away the Rams, the Chargers, although they haven't been great, and the Saints. I just can't throw those games away because I know that Deshaun can play at an elite level at times. Anytime you can get a quarterback, I don't think Marcus Mariota can play at an elite level. I don't think Gardner Minshew can. I don't think Jacoby Brissett can. So, you know,
do they have better coaches than Deshaun does? All three of those quarterbacks you just mentioned.
I don't know with Jacksonville necessarily. I do think so with the Colts. I do think so with the Titans potentially.
In a
Jacksonville isn't that DeFilippo? Didn't he come over from the Eagles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I guess I have to give him the credit, although Frank Reich was the big play caller in the offensive mind, they say. But, yeah, I guess we give
wait
him
a
Philadelphia
minute.
Bump.
Okay, is Frank Reich a better offensive coach than Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, I gave the
– it's DeFilippo.
But here's the thing. I think we're kind of conflating these. We're saying, okay, Bill O'Brien, the coach, who's got a better coach for Deshaun? Bill O'Brien, the quarterback coach, I don't think is a bad coach. Bill O'Brien, the game manager and head coach, still doesn't know what he's doing.
What about Bill O'Brien,
the
play caller?
I think he's okay. I think sometimes that's an easy. I don't think the play caller. But, you know, when you do stupid stuff like the DeAndre Hopkins thing, I think play calling is an easy out for people who say play calling's terrible. When you don't really know exactly what's going on with offense, you just say play calling's terrible.
Well, no. And again, Deshaun couldn't have explained it better. Just take what they're giving you, Deshaun. Just take what they're giving you.
Every offense has different levels,
three
levels
of throws. Be able to pick up a zone. Be able to pick up a blitz.
Boom.
Be able
boom.
To pick up a blitz.
Dink and dunk quick passing. Because you know what they have to do then? They have to change their defense. Like, he's just
and you know what they're going to keep on doing to Deshaun? They're going to keep bringing exotic blitzes from all over because they know he's not going to solve them. He's going to hold on to the ball, and he's going to get sacked.
But this is where I could counter my own argument and say that Bill O'Brien, as the play caller, has got to be more intent on running the football and working backwards, meaning, you know what, quick passing game on first down to pick up 4 yards is basically like a running game, 5 yards, 6 yards. When there's not as much pressure on a first down, there's not going to be exotic blitzes on a first down. So work backwards. It's like the opposite of working off your fastball. You know, throw your curveball early. I'm the same. I feel the same way with sometimes if you know your team is going to get blitzed and you know your quarterback has issues with blitzes, here's something. Then throw on first down when the blitzes aren't dialed up. You know, and then run on second down
really?
After you're ahead of the sticks.
Really?
I mean, I'm not saying you have to do it every time, but Bill O'Brien has really got to. I think the running game is just so important for Deshaun because it puts coordinators on there. The Texans can run the ball. They've proven it for like three. This is the third year in a row they're proven they can run the ball. Are they elite? No, but they're good. They're solid.
No,
running the football,
and they got a good running.
And they got two runners that I think are talented.
Yeah, and you know who else is talented? If you're picking, how many times did you pick Lamar? You pick Lamar to over
rushing yards.
Well, do you know where you can find all that? MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio is where you'll find the most, talking about exotic bets, all the props you could possibly need at one site. It's unbelievable. Different, look at college football. They've got odds on the NFL at first half lines, team totals, Super Bowl. You want to bet on who's the Super Bowl? Major League Baseball, odds, props. All of these things, it's unbelievable. You can build your own props. It's silly how all of the stuff that you can bet at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you want to play, if football season is here and you want to get into it, mybookie.ag, promo code radio, the match first 1,000. It means you get to double up on your bets at mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Chill. This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. O'Brien has never had a top 10 offense. But Watson has won a national championship, which proves to us he has talent to win. That is true. That is true. Yeah. We know he's an elite quarterback.
There's been lots of guys who won national championships who were either average.
No, but Deshaun won that national
championship. We know he has talent. We know Deshaun is.
He wasn't Greg McElroy.
I'm just telling you, I'm not going to be here for any of the Deshaun is on a pedestal and he's the greatest thing ever and only Bill O'Brien is holding him back. I mean, the lack of account. You got to be accountable at some point for your play. And guess what? Fans will try to not hold Deshaun accountable when Deshaun does. Deshaun says, "No, I got to do better at that." No, you don't, Deshaun. You're doing amazing. It's O'Brien that's screwing you sometimes, but sometimes it's Deshaun. It's both.
Well, Deshaun's saying, "I'm trying to make a play." I mean, it was a while ago, but I'm trying to make a play, not having the awareness of. And oh, by the way. It is on Deshaun. When he doesn't call a timeout or he isn't in a hurry at the end of the first half against the Jaguars, that's just as much on Deshaun as it is on Bill O'Brien.
Yes, Deshaun is a chronic issue with slow rolling the two-minute drill.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. And he did it in a national championship game, too. There's poise, but then there's inefficiency.
Yes.
But Deshaun just this week said, "I'm hanging on to the ball too long. It's taking too long to come out." He said that. He knows. I mean, he said it. He knows. Look. What is Deshaun capable of? To me, it's 5 to 10. 5 means you're capable of being a below average starter, and 10 means you're capable of competing for a Super Bowl. He's a 10. Deshaun has 10 potential as a quarterback, right? Gardner Minshew does not. Jacoby Brissett does not. Marcus Mariota does not. There's only a few quarterbacks, I think, that have the capability of making plays. Because to win a Super Bowl, just like to win a World Series or an NBA championship, you have to have guys who can make plays, take over quarters in baseball, get hot in a series. And they have that at quarterback. Those other guys I mentioned, I don't see that. Deshaun has a chance to do what Ben Roethlisberger did, which is hang on, but make spectacular plays that convert a 4th and 9 with the game on the line. You know, stuff like that. He can do that. I know he can do that. It's just a matter of – right now it's just a matter of consistency. When does he get to that level of consistency? The O'Brien thing is a separate issue to me. But it does leak in. I think it can leak into Deshaun's play. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But it's not all like Bill O'Brien. Deshaun Watson has things that he has to work on too. And he's the first to say that.
Yeah, he's the first to say it, but does he ever do it? It's the same crap.
You know what I was talking to
yesterday?
It's the
same crap over and over and over and over. It's for 6 years now.
I was talking to Tony Wiley. Did you know that he's done in football?
No, I didn't know that.
531 straight in NFL games. He was the media relations guy here with Houston. He went with Dan Snyder to Washington. He's been in Washington. Last week was his last game. He's become the president of the Special Olympics in North America. Really big title. Huge deal.
Awesome for him.
Tony Wiley. And we were talking to him. So what's, you know, he's from Houston. He goes, so tell me, what's going on with Houston, man? So we started talking Texans. He goes, what about all the teams and this and that and the other? And he, and one of the things that Tony, you know, said was, when you get outside of Houston, you recognize, and this is a media relations director who was protecting the team and stuff like that. He said, once you get outside of Houston, and he left in 2010, you recognize that Houston is handles mediocrity better. They're more okay with mediocrity. But I told Tony, I think that has changed a little bit. I think the Astros fundamentally changed the way people – I think it made people angrier with the Texans. When the Astros won a World Series and you saw what it's supposed to look like, because the last 2 years there hadn't been the same buzz around the Texans that there had been in the past, even with these star players on the team. I'm just telling you, it's how I feel. I don't know if you guys feel the exact same way, but I don't feel buzz around the Texans. I don't feel the same buzz. And you can save all your look at the waiting list for tickets. That's irrelevant to the people in the how many people are in the stands. How loud is it? Are they still there late in game? It's not the same as it once was. And I think a big part of that is the Astros have made people say, wait a minute, this is how it's supposed to look. I don't think Houston's okay with mediocrity the same way anymore.
Well, I think pretty telling was that the Cowboys outrated. Now, I know they were on Sunday Night Football, but they outrated the Texans on Sunday. In Houston.
Sunday night is always a bigger one.
In Houston.
Well, I mean, welcome to Cowboy fans in Houston. You didn't know
this? No, I get that. I get that.
There's
but
a ton.
The home team's supposed to.
And who did they play?
I don't care if it's a noon game.
Who did they play?
I don't care.
The Saints. It's also a big territory for the Saints.
That is true.
This is the biggest. Dallas and Saints are the two biggest.
I don't care that the home team should outrate them. Oh, that's not even our. I mean, in any other city, can you imagine?
No. You're right. The TV numbers are not great for the Texans here. They're not
because
they spin it any way they want.
Because they are, because they are, because there isn't a buzz about this team. I think that the ownership accepts the mediocrity.
Yes,
the ownership is what is accepting of that mediocrity. You know who's not accepting? Jim Crane. You know who's not accepting? Tillman Fertitta.
At this point.
You know who's accepting? Cal.
McNair's. I got to say, because Cal's only had it not even a year. But the McNair's, and Tony had unbelievable stuff to say about Bob McNair. He goes, Bob McNair sending me. You know, Bob McNair's got a lot of stuff, got a lot of crap from people. Tony Wiley, who's African-American, by the way, said, let me tell you something. If I were there, A, he wouldn't have said, he goes, I would have protected him, number one. He said, number two, he goes, that man sent me to Rice. To business school at Rice, paid for my education at Rice. He said, I would not have this job at Special Olympics if it wasn't for Bob and Janice McNair. He said, you know, he couldn't stop saying nice things about him. But I think even Tony recognizes that, you know, it's just a difference in ownership. Although he didn't really, he's not as close to it because he doesn't know about Crane. To me, I don't see any difference between the McNair's running it and Drayton McClain with the Astros. There's been some good stuff. But
Drayton was more about money.
Yeah, Drayton was, to me, Drayton was
a huckster.
He was a huckster. There's nothing huckster about Cal or Bob McNair.
No.
I just don't think they understand what it's supposed to look like at the top.
I don't think they give you
your best chance to win a championship.
No, they don't get it.
They just don't.
They don't. No.
Because you would understand.
The fact that you don't, I mean, look at the way, look at the organization. Again, you can't, I don't think you could have a better GM than Daryl. You can't have a better GM than Luno. You can't.
Right.
And the Texans don't even have one.
Yeah, they don't understand.
How ridiculous is this?
It starts with a guy who's in charge of football. That guy's in charge of football, and his vision moving forward is what you got to find. So until they figure out that they got to find a guy who's in charge of football, maybe it's Nick Caserio. I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of guys who range out from the New England model don't do as well. Maybe it's Nick Caserio. He doesn't handle all the personnel stuff. I mean, we know how that one goes. But until they hire that guy who has a vision and understands how to implement vision, and realistically, you feel better about somebody coming from New England. I know that everyone's like, New England? Yeah, I know Tom Brady is really good and covers up a lot of stuff, but nobody who has worked at New England that long can – you can honestly say they don't have an idea of what it's supposed to look like. They don't have an idea of how it's supposed to go. I would think there's some elements that they've taken that work really, really well. I think the Kansas City model – you know, there's a guy that I talk to from time to time at Kansas City, Ryan Poles, that I think is fantastic, who is a personnel director over there with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Elliot Wolf knows exactly what it's supposed to look like. Alonzo Highsmith knows what it's supposed to look like from their time with Green Bay. There are smart people around football, smarter than Bill O'Brien when it comes to building out a team philosophy.
Yeah, but again, I think if it's not for Andy Reid and if it's not for Bill Belichick, you can have – look at the Texans. The Texans have talent. They've got stars, and they're still mediocre. Mm-hmm. Now, Dorsey put together a lot of he had a great plan. Now, there were a bunch of criminals, but he had a great plan. Unbelievable plan.
Dorsey's a little light on the character stuff.
He doesn't care. Lamont asks, are you guys worried about the Patriots' offense? I don't know. They scored 33, 43, 30, and 16.
Well, look at the defense, the teams they played.
Yeah. Well, look at the teams they play, though. Next, they're at the Redskins. Then they've got the Giants at home. Then they're at the Jets.
Buffalo's a real defense. They struggled against a good defense.
That's the thought. The one time they faced a team that was competent offensively, they got.
Yeah, but look at their schedule.
Well, they don't have to face many.
At the Redskins versus the Giants, at the Jets. Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
This is who the world the Super Bowl champs are playing. They're supposed to play the toughest.
That's their division.
Well, that's their division.
They suck.
And then
their division.
They have the NFC East, and they've only seen the Giants. So they'll see the Giants first.
But then they got the Browns at the
it'll
Ravens,
get tougher,
at the Eagles,
and the Cowboys,
at the Texans.
And the Chiefs. It'll get tougher. They're just soft to start.
It's their
preseason.
All right, we're taking a break live here from the RBC Wealth Management Bad Pants Open. Get your insurance here. Step right up. Get your insurance.
It's a red hot insurance. Just text money to 232323, and you can find out how low your house insurance will go with TGS Insurance.
They've got the very best insurers waiting to insure you. They're an aggregate company, right? So this is what TGS Insurance does. They have a ton of companies underneath them, and they basically shop for rates with you. Rates that you probably can't get yourself because you don't know these companies. And these are A-rated insurance companies. And yet, you know, you don't know about them. And you keep going with the same standard insurance companies who take advantage of your loyalty. At TGS, they shop for you. They find competitive rates. And they can do it within 15 seconds. That's right. Text money to 232323. And within 15 seconds, you'll have a firm rate with your homeowner's insurance. And you can get started from there. And within 45 minutes, you could knock out the entire process and have your homeowner's insurance switched over, and it's a no-hassle experience. Text money to 232323 and get your homeowner's insurance quote today.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from the Clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner broke up. How you feel about it?
Good.
You feel good about that?
Because Dell gets to shoot his shot now.
At who?
Travis.
Jenner. That's what I thought.
Jenner. No.
These two heels off mic. We're jumping at the chance to drop the Travis one. Clowns.
Of course they were.
Yeah. Make a gay joke about Dell. That's how quick they were.
Me, I'll do it.
Me.
I get to do it.
I don't care. Who cares? A rapper and a 22-year-old Kardashian broke up. That was a lock. Anyone who thought Kylie and Travis were in for the long term, why?
Did you watch the documentary? That was true love.
No, I didn't watch. I'm not watching anything about them. The only time I see them is when I'm on vacation, and the E! Channel is the only thing I think about turning to.
It was weird. As soon as their baby was born, the doctor handed Stormy to Travis, and the first thing he said was, "Bruh!
Bruh!" I forgot they had a baby together.
Yeah. That is the tragedy, right, guys? Yeah. That the baby now is a part of a broken home?
Yep, yeah, that's the tragedy.
The tragedy was that she was born into that family.
Oh
no, she's set for life. That's a win.
That kid is won the lottery.
I wish my daughter was born into that family.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Because grandpa, grandma,
whatever.
I don't care.
Going to be dead in a couple years. Sure. In like 10 years. That kid won't have to deal with that for long.
The money's still green.
What are you talking
about?
How do
you know? Going to be dead.
How old is Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner? How old is Caitlyn Jenner now?
Oh. Did you just dead name her?
Yeah.
How old is Caitlyn Jenner? Whatever. I didn't call her.
Probably 68.
I didn't use words that were used earlier in before the show started. Caitlyn Jenner, 69. What, 10 years? That kid won't have to deal with Caitlyn.
Yes.
How long?
Dude.
The kid's like what? A toddler?
No, they're so rich, they're going to stay at least till about 90.
Y'all must not be paying attention. This has been the summer of death. There is like all kinds of people
Caitlyn
dying.
Caitlyn died.
They're not 79. Rick Ocasek, the list of rockers and musicians and stuff alone.
Caitlyn doesn't do it.
Caitlyn is going to be 70.
Caitlyn's a decathlete.
Not anymore.
Still?
Just a big-footed lady.
Oh, really?
Lady
Someone
now.
In the music industry?
An old-footed lady.
Yeah. She's got,
really?
She's got man feet.
Jeez.
She's got man feet.
Lance,
Caitlyn's
going to
be 70 this month.
An old rocker died. Wow.
No, there's way more here. Celebrities. I'll read them all.
Who else died? Who important died?
This has been a lot of. There's been a lot of foot, names this year.
That foot comment. What? Just go right by it.
What
worst person here?
A large-footed lady.
Man. Worst person.
I said large-foot. I didn't spell
big
see
foot.
You. I didn't spell
big foot.
I didn't say spell see you next Tuesday. A large.
My goodness.
A large. That's the worst thing that's been said, and it didn't happen on the show.
Then why'd you bring it to the show?
Because I like bringing reality to the show.
I'm looking.
I didn't say who said it.
Oh my god!
You really narrowed it down, though. There's only four of us right now.
Yeah. And I'm saying it's not me. So it's really three of you.
All right, so a guy from the Grateful Dead died.
Oh, really?
A Food Network star died at age 45.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was Carl Ruiz.
Yeah.
I'm friends with him. I became friends with him on Twitter.
Not anymore, you're not.
And he was going to come down because I sent him a picture of Chef LeShane's Burgers.
Yeah.
Because he has a thing called Ruizing. Where
he's
like, I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm going to live my life.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you got to come down and get these Butter Burgers at Real. And he's like, let's do it. Next time I'm down, we're going to grab them.
And then he died.
And then he died. And it was – so I didn't even know he died until Sunday. And he died 2 weeks ago because I was on the cruise. So
you guys weren't that good of friends.
No, I didn't even know because – what, was he going to text me? Hey, I'm dead?
No, maybe if you were friends with him, other people would know
I'm not mutual friends with him. Huh. I just met him on Twitter.
Some actor who was in Once Upon a Time.
That's what I said.
Some actor who's in Once Upon a Time, which my family's watching right now.
Not in Hollywood, the TV show or the
– No, the TV show that was on from 2011 to 2019. He died at 46. Mitch Petras, former NFL player, died at 32. Pernell Whitaker died at 55.
Wasn't that
this
a while back?
No, this is all this year.
This is not the summer of death.
Yeah.
This is
all
this year.
It happens all the time.
35-year-old YouTube star Emily Hartridge died.
This sounds like just the summer of natural death.
Yes, it's natural.
The 62-year-old actress who played Violet Beauregard, she died.
From
all younger than
from
than
all
really
younger.
Younger?
His point
all
is,
younger than Caitlyn
his
Jenner.
His point is all younger than Caitlyn. So yeah.
Okay, let's name all the 90-year-olds that are still alive.
There's tons.
What are you talking about?
But they're not famous. We're talking about famous people who have died.
There's a lot of famous people.
Rip Torn was 88. Tyler Skaggs.
Oh.
Beth Chapman. She was 51.
Now we get sad.
Damn, Tyler dude. Skaggs died of opioids.
Bluegrass musician Jeff Austin, 45.
All Lance is suggesting is that Caitlyn, it
y'all.
Might be Caitlyn's time. Okay, that's all he's saying.
So then then that's natural. I guess Caitlyn's next.
No.
DJ Official, 26.
Oh, Official's dead?
Yeah.
Whoa. No, with Caitlyn, so she's past that mark now, so she probably won't die.
She won't die.
Bill Buckner?
Could happen at any time is what he said.
Remember Buckner died? I didn't know that. Bill Buckner was older than I thought, too.
Bill Buckner
died.
Was bitter.
69.
Damn.
Man, I'm throughout the show. Okay, let's see.
Y'all want to keep talking about death?
Let's take
former WWE wrestler, China.
Oh, this is because you watched the joke. That happened a long time ago.
China died like 39. 10 years ago.
Yeah, what are you doing?
May 16th.
This year?
Wait, this year?
No.
Yeah. Or former and Survivor. Oh, Survivor China. That's what, yeah.
Wait, what?
She was on a Survivor called China. Her name is Ashley Massaro.
Oh, not the 39. Wrestler China.
Yeah,
then.
Whatever.
What? Somebody who was on Survivor China is not China.
Actor in Thor, what? 42.
So, it's the summer of death. We're all dying. That's it.
Yep.
Man.
All younger.
Oh, my God.
Y'all asked me to do it, and then when I start bringing all these younger people, now
no, we
it's
didn't
like,
ask you to do hey, anything.
Stop.
We didn't ask you to do anything.
John
of that.
Singleton, 51, Boys in the Hood.
All he's saying is Caitlin could be next.
Canadian model, Stephanie Shirk, 43. John Havlicek, 79.
Y'all be careful. Cancer culture is going to get Dell.
What, because I said she's a big-footed lady?
No. Yeah.
Goodbye, Dell.
Why?
Hey, Nick, can you stay around after the show and start producing our show?
Is that not
Dell's about to be canceled.
Is that not factually correct?
Dell's about to be canceled.
That she's a big-footed lady?
Factually correct does not protect you anymore, son.
No. I didn't.
You are in trouble.
I didn't say it in the pejorative.
You were in trouble.
I didn't go, man, she got some big-ass feet. I said big-footed lady because she's going to have bigger feet than a normal lady would.
Hey, for real, though, how good was Joker last night?
Man, amazing.
Joker is
haunting.
Yes, it's dark.
Creepy.
It's somber. It's brutal. And Joaquin Phoenix is incredible. I got this. It must have been four times on Twitter when I mentioned how good it was and how good Joaquin Phoenix was. They said, how does he compare to Heath Ledger? So what's your answer?
Okay, so two different things. So I did a review last night with my buddy David Nuno, Channel 13.
Mm-hmm. I love you, David.
It's on Facebook. It's on his Facebook page. And I said,
why would he make that sound?
I don't know.
Keep going.
Why not?
I don't know why
so
he's
Joaquin,
doing that.
Joaquin's Joker, what he did, it's an origin story. If you don't know the movie, it's about how this Joker, Arthur Fleck, became Joker, right? After you watch it and you go back and you're going to go watch like Heath Ledger's performances, Jack's performances, it's going to amplify all their actions because you go, oh, that's why he's that way. And like that's why there's so much pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's just
I almost look at Nicholson's
things.
As a cartoon character.
It is.
Though.
Yeah, but it was still
but
a good
show.
It was lighter.
Heath was darker.
Movies were lighter back when. That was 87 or 88 or 89.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a cartoon.
This is a guy who has mental illness. And Joaquin Phoenix, let's just be honest, he's done things in his career where remember when he claimed he was a rapper and he had a beard and he went we thought he was literally
what about when
mind,
he was talking to his phone
crazy.
Or something.
Well, this is when he was like was doing something. It was method acting, we found out later.
Wait, was that him or his brother River?
No, it was River's
River
dead.
Died
this is
really
Joaquin
young.
Phoenix.
No,
you
no,
can
no,
Google
other brother, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know that there is another
one. Gladiator. He was awesome.
You're thinking
as a
Casey Affleck probably. Ben Affleck. No, in Gladiator, he won.
Gladiator,
yeah, he's going to get nominated for an Oscar in this one. He's got three nominations. This is going to be four. But I'm telling you right now, he's already kind of an off-kilter guy anyway, which makes this really uncomfortable. And then the specter of what happened in Aurora, and I'm not making light of it, obviously.
No.
7 years ago, the specter of what happened at a screening. I'm not going to lie. I was in there right before the movie started. I started to get a little bit nervous just thinking about what happened when it got the whole place got shot up, and I'm looking at, you know, I started looking at exits and how to get out, and then the movie starts, and you got a scary actor, a creepy actor, scary actor in me, doing a part that is just really demented. Dude. Not demented, but dark and somber. And then the whole thing, like,
just
the way he progresses.
Yeah. Like, there were a couple of moments. I was sitting next to Lance, and there were a couple of moments where I was like, ooh, no. And I, like,
you
grabbed his
him?
Shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know, the movie stuff is so like uncomfortable. This? You took Lance to a scary movie?
Did he do this?
Oh,
no,
don't
no,
do
no,
that,
not
please.
Like that.
Don't touch me.
That was a touch-a-phobe.
There, he might have. It was
no, it's literally,
really
you just
creepy,
do this.
Man.
And it's brutal. Every
it's
murder
cringe.
Is a brutal.
Yeah.
You hear it. You feel it.
Oh, he's got.
No,
spoiler alert. There's murders? I don't.
Yeah.
By the
spoiler
way.
Spoiler alert. There's murders in a DC
don't take
comic.
Your kids. Do not take your kids.
No, no,
well,
no.
Isn't it rated R?
Yeah. It's not a comic book movie.
No, it's not.
Like, here's the grading scale. I always grade it.
I could take them. They just say the F word once. I'm fine with it.
It's a mental illness, man. No.
We'll talk more about it hopefully next week as more people watch it. But, man, highly recommend.
Can I bet on whether or not he's going to win the Oscar?
Yeah, you probably
I'm pretty sure I can.
Once everything comes out, 100% it will be on
at my bookie. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're looking for a place to play anything, you can bet on who's going to be the next pope right now. Yeah, there's a religion section on mybookie.ag, promo code radio. If you're looking for the best place to find bets, bruh, that's all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They'll match your first $1,000 that you deposit, which means that you can, you'll have double to play. There's no bookies doing that, okay? Your regular bookie is not doing that. He's not giving you a free $1,000 to play. You play, you win, they pay, mybookie.ag. That's the most important thing about playing, too, is that you get paid. And at mybookie.ag, promo code radio, you do. It's football season. You want to play, you want to bet, you want to have some fun watching games, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the clubs of Kingwood for the Bad Pants Open. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Our boy Kevin Cooper's listening. I heard this segment on the Texans ratings. Keep in mind that the game was on Fox and Dish Network just dropped Fox. Not trying to make an excuse for
it. Oh, that's right.
But that was a factor this week.
Texas it was, Bell but told many, us that.
No, many that's, people have Dish?
Plenty have Dish.
Ooh.
No, that is a factor.
Meh.
Only people I know that have Dish are Texans Bill and my dad. And the reason my dad has it because he watches Pakistani channels that are only available on Dish.
Of Dish. Network
really?
Yeah, that's a, like
Dish you know, only has Pakistani.
No, they like those channels are available on Dish.
What does your dad watch?
I don't know, some foreign BS.
Some Pakistani what?
He said some
Pakistani like channels.
I thought you said porn.
No, foreign BS.
Oh.
Foreign.
Ooh, foreign.
Astros blacked out too. For them.
Whoa.
Whoa. FS. The Astros are on FS1.
Yeah, it's a Fox station.
That's not on.
They're not. It's not on. Dish.
Wow.
Dish people are not getting Astros or Texans right now.
Ooh, yeah, because it's a Falcons game. It's on Fox
and
again.
And Sling customers. So the Sling Box customers and Dish Network, that does, I would say that probably does
wow.
play into ratings some. Because you and I both know they don't, it only takes one or two or three or four people to really alter the number
yeah.
of ratings.
Yeah.
So it really can.
Yeah, it's such a BS process.
But on TV, it's not, right? I thought TV is every box.
No.
How's that measured?
It's the same way.
Same
there's
way?
There's a limited number of people that have. Do you?
No, but I thought the box, like, it's encoded on the
no,
box now.
No.
It's not?
No, so. That's Big Brother stuff. They won't, that stuff, there's no way. No, you have to be a someone
to,
okay. who.
You have yeah, to opt in.
You have to opt in, right. I'm a Texans a charter PSL owner, and several in my section sold their PSLs and got Astros season tickets. Our motto became follow a winner, don't watch a mediocre team with ownership that cares more about sellouts than a championship. I don't believe that.
I think they're just incompetent.
I think they're incompetent. I don't think that they care that they're just worried about money. I don't believe that. I just believe that they don't know how to do it. I don't want to say incompetent. I want to say... And I don't want to say ignorant. I want to say that they just have not – they don't know how to go about it.
I know it sounds harsh, but to say incompetent is actually factually accurate. And I'm sorry if it hurts people's feelings over there, but from the ability – I mean, if you look at the definition of incompetence, the inability – I'll pull up the actual definition, and you tell me if it fits. Definition. Tell me if this definition fits, and you tell me. Because you said you don't want to say that. I think not having or showing the necessary skills to do something successfully – That's the textbook definition.
That's a nice way to say
how.
It. Yeah,
but that's the actual
dictionary.com, that's what it is. They are, by the very definition of the word, incompetent. They really are. I understand that it sounds a lot harsher. We're used to hearing it in much harsher terms. But by the definition, they have not shown the necessary skills to do something successfully. And that's the truth. And I mean,
Would they argue, first of all, Bill O'Brien has a winning record. First of all, they've won division titles. They've gone to the playoffs. Incompetence is more the Browns.
That's fair. If they have made that argument, that's a fair argument.
And then if I'm the counterpoint, I'm sitting there at the table and Bill O'Brien presents those arguments to me, like, hey, bring me back. You know, here's what I've done. I go, okay, well, incompetence sounds great here, because in those playoff appearances, how did your teams look? One time you beat a third-string quarterback.
What's your goal?
They played the Patriots pretty well.
What's your goal? What's your goal as an organization? What's your goal?
Win the title.
Okay, but go something broader. You want to build a successful organization who can continually compete
at the highest level,
right? Have they done that?
The answer might be yes.
At the highest level?
At the highest level?
You make the playoffs. There's only 12 teams that make the playoffs every year.
Two times in 17 years have they competed at a high level. They
didn't
compete
at a
high
level. Well, you thought
you had a shot. None of these. Last year, you can make the argument from a regular season win standpoint until you got slaughtered late in the season and playoffs by the Colts. I mean, maybe I'm judging it too harshly, but I don't. Just because you win 9-7, just because you win the division titles in soft divisions, I don't just say that you are building to win. I haven't seen Bill O'Brien build under Bill O'Brien. I have not seen this regime build towards something at all. Despite winning 11 games, there was no momentum coming off the 11 wins by the end of the year, right? Especially with how it ended. Do you feel like they're building towards something right now?
I don't feel like they're an incompetent organization. I think incompetent is maybe the wrong word.
Maybe it is, but the definition seems a fit.
To me, incompetence is...
Organization, John, 17 years. Forget the Bill O'Brien. 17 years, does this feel like an incompetent organization?
Under
the McNairs.
But let's eliminate at least the first 5 years because of expansion.
Can't do first 5 years. Jacksonville, Carolina were competitive immediately.
And then they took nosedives.
No, Jacksonville didn't take a nosedive.
Yeah, it did.
Carolina did. But Carolina and Jacksonville have come back and been competitive at a variety of times. I'll give you the first 3 years, but you have early picks all over the
Browns
place.
Have been incompetent since they've come back.
Yes.
Did the Texans first ever pick play for them?
Tony Boselli? No, but that gets brought up all the time.
No, but
that's on the league.
They wouldn't let them draft
Willie Rofe, who played because of injuries, they said you can't draft Willie Rofe, but they let him draft Tony Boselli, who never played a down.
And they told us this when it happened. So this isn't hindsight. They said we're taking him because we agreed that if we took him, they would leave Seth Payne unprotected and Gary Walker unprotected,
right,
who were big cogs in that defense. A defense that was pretty stout early on for being they had pretty good players. Aaron Glenn, Marcus Coleman. Yeah.
You're fighting against the word incompetent because incompetent like
sharper
goes with buffoon or stupid.
Yeah.
But it's fine. And how we use that word today, incompetent is not the right word.
Do they have the skills to win it?
But they have not displayed the skills to achieve what they tell us they want
that's
to
fine.
Achieve.
Does the ownership group and the people in charge of football operations have the skill level necessary to compete at a high level successfully?
No.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't believe
the Astros.
Believe so
here's
either.
The deal. The Astros giving up all they gave up from their minor league system to get Zach Greinke. Is the Texans Laramie Tunsil is the Texans version
except
of that.
The Astros have a previous resume of success at the highest level where the Texans do not.
But the Texans
so you can't
it's not the same
so
either.
We success cannot rate, success, we cannot allow the Texans comparing that is fine, but the Texans don't have anything in their bank to say this will probably work out.
Success rates for minor leaguers versus success rates for first rounders is different too. There's a lot of minor leaguers that
die on
the vine.
Well, these are triple A guys that all have had success. So they're actually probably even that was probably an even higher price.
And are the Texans when the Texans made that trade for Tunsil, were they as close to winning another title as the Astros were when they made the trade for Greinke?
No. right.
Not even close.
All right, we bring Raheel in on the other side. It's 8:57 on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.